Welcome everybody to a brand new episode of Transformers Rollout.
Nope, it's unfortunately not that good. Simon's rolling his eyes and we are HHE Podcast. But Transformers does fit in with the event because when we go to Halloween Horror Nights, that ride is open. So that actually worked.
Well, if it's open, because don't forget sometimes it does shut quite early. Won't go into that, but never mind.
Oh, well, who cares? It should be open. And if it is open, and we're back today because, wow, we've got the announcement we've all been waiting for, the big one, the one what turns Halloween Horror Nights upside down. Join it in the fog. Anything else you can think of, Simon? Hey, Simon, how you doing? What the hell is wrong with me today?
I can't think of anything.
Sips of a beer and I'm gone.
Yeah, it's a strange announcement. I'll say that. It's been long, the worst kept secret of Halloween Horror Nights.
Been a long 11 months since they should have announced this.
Well, they could have done it four times over, but never bothered telling us anything about it, did they?
Well,
if you are wondering, it's Stranger Things is back at Halloween Horror Nights. My first initial thoughts, I'm like, you bastards. But there's not really much I can do about it now. So I'm just going to try and embrace it. Try and enjoy it and let everyone enjoy it. So I'll get some feedback on what it's like. I think we're going to have a bit of a chat on what we think is going to be in the house.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, before we do that, let's quickly go to the video right now and let people see the video. And then we'll get back to chatting about it.
Thanks for paying attention, Jordy.
Sorry.
All right, just skip to exactly 32 seconds in the video.
Jeez, another conspiracy theory? There's no hidden stuff in the park. Let me text Jordan. Okay, I gotta go. Ava's almost here.
Curse. Stranger Things. Only at Universal's Halloween Horror Nights.
And there's the video. That was exciting. Finally, something interesting. A nice video, but that's what you get with Stranger Things, I suppose.
Yeah, well, it's a video.
So let's take it. It's going to be the scariest. We know it's going to be the scariest season of Stranger Things.
Well, like I say, obviously, that video will give you a bit more information. But I just hope they don't bring season 3 and season 4 together.
It doesn't look like it to me. And like they said, like 11 now, you've got a chance to stop him. Him being Vecna, obviously. The showdown against Vecna in, I believe it's called the Blood Red Mindscape, something like that, isn't it? The Upside Down. So it's going to be awesome. Vecna is one of the newest, I would say, evil. What would you call him? What lore would you put him in?
Would you class him as the antagonist of the series?
All four series, when you think about it, on the long run, he's always been in the background.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like I said, we don't know what we're going to get to see him. There's probably some little.
Oh, we're going to see the scene. Look, by the way, people, I just want to apologize. I am terrible with names. So the girl who goes floating in the air with her Walkman, we're going to see that scene somehow. They've got to put that in when she's in the woods.
Yeah, well, the graveyard, wasn't it?
What was it? I can't remember the area too well.
It was a graveyard.
Truth, people, I haven't watched this since it's been out. I've got no plans to rewatch.
I was thinking about when we got the announcement. I was just thinking, well, what could they bring to the house? And I'm hoping, for everyone who's going to it, that you walk through Vettner's front door, the house.
Instead, you don't want to walk through his back door. Yeah.
Has he got a back door?
Hey, that's only one way to find out. Season 5 of Stranger Things.
So I said, I don't know how far they're going to go with it. I think you're going to mainly be inside of Vettner's mind with it, probably.
Well, I said, I think we're going to be in the upside down. We're going to get the Eddie scenes. We've got to get the iconic Eddie on top of, is it the caravan or something?
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to say, is it the upside down, that bit, or is that Vettner's mindscape? It's kind of the debatable.
I always thought it was the upside down, because if it was Vettner's mindscape, but that would be a way of bringing Eddie back for season 5. This isn't the Stranger Things podcast, though, guys, so we're not trying to figure out. So you're upset. Joe, what do you think, mate? Oh,
hello, boys. Sorry I can't be there to record with you. Got a lot going on at the minute, but I thought I would just give you my two pennies worth regarding the latest announcement. Possibly the second worst kept secret after The Last of Us. We've finally got Stranger Things. Yeah, we can't really say that we didn't see it coming, because I think everyone knew, really. Surprised they didn't announce this one a lot earlier, to be honest with you. I just think it's such a big pull for them that if they had announced it earlier, a lot more people would have booked, especially from people from sort of the other side of the world, like ourselves, or even people from the other side of America. You know, it's difficult for them too. Would this have got me to book? I don't think it would have, to be honest. I like Stranger Things, but I'm not a huge, huge fan, you know. I'd much rather see The Last of Us. But I know that there's going to be a lot of people that are buzzing for this one. I think my missus would like to go and see it, but it's just too short notice now. But one thing's for sure, this is going to bring the crowds in. Certainly, the Stranger Things fans are going to be going crazy for this. But again, yeah, it's not something that really gets me going. Like I say, I'd much rather see The Last of Us. Anyway, boys, catch up with you soon.
Joe's away again. Unfortunately, he's doing daddy duties and this dropped and he hasn't time. Joe, you better be back soon, mate. It's training time now, like professional football. Get your ass back on that training pitch. This is the big season now. Podcast time. We've got to get going.
Yeah, it's going to be... We should, in theory, be thick and fast with these announcements now.
So this is going to be, though, Stranger Things. Would you say it's going to be the big house of the event now? I reckon it would have been Last of Us, but Stranger Things is bigger than The Last of Us.
Yeah, Stranger Things is going to draw the crowds in. But, like I said, I think it's too late.
For you?
It's far too late for this announcement. I think last Stranger Things announcement was April in 28.
I don't think it was meant to happen this year. I think... Yeah. I've had many thoughts about this.
When was the first season? Was it
28? 28? No, because we're only in 2023.
No, was it Halloween Horror Nights 28?
I'm going to 2018,
Because it was. Because I actually pulled the trigger and went for the weekend because of the Stranger Things announcement.
Yeah, but I think what's happened here, I think something did slightly go wrong with Netflix. And I think something's happened this year when Universal Halloween Horror Nights have been working with Netflix. They've struck the deal. And they've just basically said, Netflix said, do you want Stranger Things 4 this year?
Mm.
Bang. You're not turning that down, are you?
Yeah, because like, 2019 had the Stranger Things and the house got mixed reviews because it was split between 2 and 3.
The problem was the first house was so good, it was hard to live up to that.
No, not necessarily. I just think they picked the wrong parts of the seasons. They tried, like I say, they squashed 2 seasons into one. And that's obviously where the rumours came at the deal where Netflix and neckered up. That's why they rushed it into two houses into one. Unless you knew about the pandemic around the corner for the year after.
But, are you trying to say conspiracies that some people set a pandemic up? I would never think of that of any of these big countries in the world. I'm only joking, people. We haven't got a clue. We're not experts.
There's definitely going to be some iconic scenes in this. I think we're going to get some we might see some flashback scenes from season one as well.
Well, you can get the 11 flashback scenes from early in the season. Remember when they showed her younger again in the hospital? So you're going to get scenes like that. As I said, you're going to get the graveyard flying.
I think we're definitely going to get the 11 throwing. What was the character's name before he became Vecna? Whoever he was. Number one, was it?
Or whatever number he was. Yeah.
But I think he's going to get thrown. You're going to see that scene at the end. They're just going to change. Because originally it was the Demogorgon she was pushing against the wall. They've still got that scene somewhere because they don't just throw these scenes away, do they? It's probably in a story. So they'll get that out again and have Vecna being thrown into the void or the upside down, whatever it was then. So it's going to be some iconic scenes to see.
I know I'm saying this a bit late for people on the podcast and on YouTube. I know what you're thinking. Me and Simon disappeared at some point on the screen. It's a new idea we're having. We're trying to show you more details of the events and the things we're talking about than to seeing two middle-aged men chatting on a screen. You see us at the beginning, you'll see us at the end. It makes us little bits.
Usually we screen share and I have all the information, but it just got too much work, so I'm going to fill all the work instead, so we just put pictures up.
I'll do 90% of it anyway. I'm ready for it.
And you just didn't see what I just did.
You're forgetting, mate. I have the control and powers. I can edit that in.
Yeah, it's up to you.
Ooh, middle finger, Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah, so is it upset you that you're not going?
No, I've come to terms with it now, mate. It's whatever the announcements are now. Good luck to everyone who's going. Enjoy it, embrace it. And just have fun. That's the main thing about this event, is to enjoy yourself. I've got 5 more events to do. So I've just booked another one for the 11th of November. Julie's getting to meet the actor who played Sam in Trick or Treat.
Is this in England?
Yes, it's the Love of Horror. It's for the Love of Horror convention.
The Love of Horror convention. Now, hopefully, at some point, Simon will send me the link across and we'll put it into the YouTube show notes and obviously on the podcast as well.
Yeah,
we have shared it on Twitter and that as well.
Yeah, it's a bit of a load. There's been some big names coming this year. You've got, I think it's she's called Ali Carter, one for Final Destination and Resident Evil, who played Chloe Redfield. Everyone had a crush on in the late 90s when Final Destination came out. The girl. Yeah.
I was in love with Christine Aguilera at that point.
Yeah. Thingy from Insidious is there as well, the old woman. All you fans of that a certain film, you'll understand what is.
They're right if I didn't see the screen.
Yeah, but if you put that bit in.
No, I don't think I will. I don't want to get YouTube banned.
Yeah, but it's the old lady from Insidious. She was in nearly all of them, I think. She's going to be there. A couple of Lost Boys are there. So,
I hate when old people come sharp places and they're lost.
I know. There's some good ones. Like I say, Sam, the lad who played Sam in Trick or Treat.
So how much did that cost you?
The tickets are, I think, they only cost us 50 quid, 50 odd quid for the day. But like, so obviously, it's the photos and the autographs.
No, that's brilliant, mate. I hope you can get loads of photos and that and share it to the socials.
Oh, yeah, we will. Definitely.
And just one more thing before we go further. What's that Liverpool event called again? I can't remember off the top of my head.
Haitian.
I just want to give a quick update. So we've now seen with your straight normal ticket, you only get 2 scare zones.
The ticket is £25 plus a booking fee, so it works out to be £28. And you get 2 mazes and access to the area where there's drinks, food, and all that. And then your final bit is the Helluminati, which I said that sounds like the best bit. It's now a separate ticketed event or a separate ticketed house, priced at £8. It is an add-on, but I've had a look into it and now I know the reason why it's an add-on. It's £8 per person, so £8.50 because of the booking fee. So it works out to be £15 for a couple because you go through the house as a couple. Just you two. That's it. Nobody else.
That's awesome. That is absolutely awesome. Me
and Phil were talking about this before. He said it's a bit of a riff off. They advertise it as three houses, but you only get 2 in the normal ticket and you have to pay for an extra one. But when it comes out, it's a duo. I think you might be able to get through in threes if you're a threesome. But well, there's always a third wheel somewhere, isn't there?
Maybe they mean groups on their own. Mm-hmm. So yeah. You could even be a group of five or six and they're going to let you go through together.
Yeah. But that's it. You go through in small purse.
It's basically in your own personal group.
Yeah. Because, like I say, it's a separate add-on at the end of the other two houses. So,
is there any more UK news or should we move to the last bit of Halloween Horror Nights?
Yeah, move to the last bit because there's not really much. There's bits coming out of UK ones, but what I'll do, I'll get a list of all the UK ones and we'll just whip out a show.
Yeah, when there's a lot more to come, it's better to talk the UK ones anyway. Right, we are getting back to Halloween Horror Nights 32, and finally we have Fear Passes news and extra news with it. So, Simon, please explain.
Right, people, we got the announcement everyone's been waiting for. The multi-night tickets are finally available. Before starting the multi-night tickets, I'm just going to let you know that the Scream Early Pass is available this year again. So that gets you into the parks from 3 till 5 at a cost of $40 per person plus tax. So if you don't have a Universal ticket for the day or annual pass, you can get the Scream Early ticket from 3 till 5 for $40 per person. Now, the multi-night tickets. This is going to come to as a shock for a lot of new people with the price increase of some of the tickets. So we have the cheapest ticket available for multi-nights is the Halloween Horror Nights Rush for Fear Pass. That covers the first 18 nights of the event. So usually we say it covers September. This year it doesn't. It doesn't cover the final weekend in September. You get dates from the 1st to the 3rd, 6th to the 10th, 13th to the 17th, and the 20th to the 24th. And the price for that ticket is $179.99 plus tax. It sounds expensive, but it works out to be roughly round about $10 a night. So if you look at it like that, it's not a bad price. But when you go into the Rush for Fear with Express, that is a massive $529.99 plus tax. So if you are wanting to get Halloween Horror Night tickets with Express, I would jump for that one because the Express passes for each of individual night are quite expensive. So if you are going to do Express, that is your ticket you want. If you want to go for most of the event, you've now got the Frequent Fear Pass, which is every Sunday through Thursday. So easiest way to remember it, it doesn't cover any Fridays or any Saturdays. But it does cover the first weekend of Halloween Horror Nights. So it does cover the Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the event. And that is priced at $229.99. And if you want it with Express, it is $609.99. So like I said, with a Rush for Fear, the Frequent Fear is $229.99. That gets you in for up to 30 nights. So it's round about $8 a night. So if you're thinking of what I'm trying to say here, it's bringing everything in line. So the Rush for Fear is the cheapest, but it works out to be a little bit dearer and so forth. You'll see as we go along. Then the next ticket option you've got is the Frequent Fear Plus Pass, which gets you in every Sunday to Friday for the whole event, including the first and last Saturdays. So opening weekend, final weekend, and every night of the event except for Saturday. And that is priced at $269.99 plus tax. And if you want to add Express to that, that is $699.99. So another increase on all the tickets. And finally, the big boy. The Ultimate Frequent Fear Pass that gets you into every single night of the event from beginning to the end. Get for up to 48 nights, and that is $374.99. Which works out to be, like I said, round about between $8 and $9 a night. It might be $7 and a bit, don't quote me on it, but it's the best option for all if you were going to be there for the whole event. If you would like it with Express, be prepared to get a loan, because this is $919.99. It's not there yet, but I think that that ticket will, in the next 2 years, break $1,000. But it's currently $919.99. With all these multi-night tickets, you now also get, if eligible, you get 6 months of Peacock at no extra cost. So it's a, it is a bit of an extra cost because you're paying more. But there you go. It is 6 months free with Peacock. So, yeah, I've had a couple of questions on Twitter. And just going to let you know that the Saturday, the only time, the only event, the only tickets you can get in on Saturdays with is the Ultimate Frequent Fear and the opening weekend and the final weekend with the Frequent Fear Plus and opening weekend for Frequent Fear and the first 4 weekends of the Rush for Fear. That covers, they're the only Saturdays you can get in with them tickets. If you do get a Rush for Fear ticket, you will be eligible to upgrade it to an Ultimate Fear ticket if you do it before the ticket expires. So you must do it before the 24th of September. So if you do buy the Rush for Fear ticket, you can go to guest services and get it upgraded to an Ultimate Fear ticket. So you pay an extra $200, you can get the whole of the rest of September and the rest of October of the event. There's not really much more to talk about when it comes to the tickets. The only thing that they have brought in for this event is when you do purchase your ticket, you must put a date of activation. It does state you don't have to turn up at that date, but as long as you you don't turn up before you put that date. So if you are getting, example, prime example, the Rush for Fear pass, because you're only going at the back end of the 20th of September, if you put the 20th of September, it'll be active for them 4 days. If you put anything later, but that 20th of September, and you turn up at the 17th, I don't think the ticket will work. It's same with all the other tickets. So if you buy the Frequent Fear Plus and you're going to use that in October, you're not going to use it in September, and you put a date in October, but then you turn up in September with it, it might not work. So they're just asking for the first day of activation. It actually does say you can use this afterwards, but try not to use it before the date you've put. So, yeah, guys, that is all your tickets. All the other tickets were available. We spoke about them in a previous show, so go back and find that. The only other note I did notice is the 1st to the 4th of November has been added, because I did allude to this on a podcast early on in the season. I said, doing Halloween on the 31st of October, being a Tuesday, I think, is it? I'm not actually too sure. You'll have to bear with me a second. I haven't got a calculator with me because nobody wants to help. The calendar is... just show me the day. Stupid thing. Yes, with Halloween being on the Tuesday, they're now doing the 1st, 2nd and 3rd and 4th of November, it looks like. So, 4 extra nights of Halloween Horror Nights for you wonderful people. If you are going at the end of October, you can go to the 4th of November this year. So, thanks for listening, and this should be just a segment that's added in, either at the end or in the middle. I don't know where. So, keep going, and let us know on our socials which tickets you're getting or which tickets you've already bought. Thanks for listening.
Right, so there you go. I'm not actually 100% bothered with that news from the tickets. It's going to annoy a few people. I do worry on the long run it may make it more like Mickey's Not So Scary on the long run. They're testing stuff now because it's such a busy event now. But I'm not too bothered this year, is what I'm saying.
Well, it is what it is. If it's an extra hurdle we have to do, it's an extra hurdle.
Last year, I thought there was nights it was too busy.
Yeah, like I say, we know the dated tickets. They're guaranteed. Yeah. And if this new system,
and obviously, I'll be getting a fear pass.
Yeah, so the new system you might have to do. It's just an extra. It's nothing major really, as long as you just do what you're told.
Okay, well, that was another great episode. I think we got this out pretty quick, and we'll be back soon when there's more news. I think we're going to be almost every week now, if truth be told. If it's not going to be HHN, it's going to be Hello Scream from America. So I've got a feeling we could be dropping every week. If you've watched on YouTube, what do you think of the new look? Comment down below. Do you prefer it? If you listen to the podcast, yet again, do all that stuff on Apple Podcasts. Give us a great review on there, and Spotify and any podcast app that does it. Yeah. Simon, what's the socials?
At HHE Pod on, I'd say, five Insta, of the socials.
Twitter,
Threads. Facebook. If you find us on Instagram, it's the same thing on Thread. Or Threads, whatever you want to call it.
Yabba dabba so. Do.
What?
Threads. Fred Flintstone.
Threads. It's TH, yeah. Mate.
I don't care. No one's.
You can't pronounce your words properly.
It's Fred's down here. It's Fred's. Yabba dabba do. And it's a crap name, Instagram. It's a crap name.
Yeah, well, you need to sort it out, mate, that thread, because it's fucking terrible. Because you're refreshing and seeing people that I've never even seen before.
Yeah, you can't even see your own stuff. You have to go in your own profile. Anyway, it's brand new. Who cares? Go and check us out on it. Everyone's jumping across to it right now, so we're on there too. See you on the next episode from me, Be Epic, from Simon.
Fuck it. Stay spooky.
And from Joe, I can never be fucking bothered to show up in it, bruv.
Yeah, get your ass out of bed, you lizard kid.
And on that bombshell, good night.